Happy Monday. It's Fat to Fit or Else. It is the new show for the new week. And I have updates that broke late on Friday. So it was after I recorded the bonus pod last week. And that is my house is gone. I mean, it's been gone since January 7th when it burned to the ground. But it's now gone. It's in a truck, loaded up and taken to the dump. There is nothing left. And this all came about rather quickly. I told you guys how and why we went with the Army Corps of Engineers, and I'm going to break it down for you because there's a lot of information out there, and it is true. I'm not going to sit here and say that if I see someone throwing BS or not telling the truth, I'll let you know. But I've seen how bad the city and the state are at this, and here's where I'm going to defend the Army Corps. The Army Corps... And it's not the Army Corps. There are people there from the Army Corps when you get it done, but it's a contractor that was hired by a huge construction contractor, which was hired by Karen Bass, who are super libs. But, you know, whatever your... I don't give a crap if you sent dudes in dresses to my house to clean it up. If they were going to get it done, I'm down with it. So I can work with whatever I get. But they were... They're a good bunch. I have been... They called us at 4 o'clock on Friday and said, hey, we've got a couple of cancellations and we can get you guys in starting today. Can you meet us at the house? I couldn't leave work because there's slackers at my work that leave early on Friday and I was kind of stuck there. And then luckily they called back and said, all right, just do it tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So I got up real early on Saturday, went out, picked up my wife and then went to the house. And they already had the crane sitting on top of it when we pulled up. It literally is a massive, massive machine. And here's what's cool. The stories that they come in, say, F you can't even be here, are not true. That is not true. That is fake news, and I will be the first to tell you. And I believed it because I got to tell you, everything was so bad that why wouldn't you believe everything bad that you heard? I'm not taking back anything I said about the city or the state or FEMA or any of that because they are all still just a-holes. But the Army Corps, who we met with last weekend, remember a lady on my block organized a party with everyone from our neighborhood. I told you Palisades is incredibly clicky, and we're in an area called the Loop, and she organized any residents of the Loop to meet at a park in Santa Monica. The Army Corps was there, and we got to ask them a lot of questions, and I did that. And they were dead on because I put them on it. I'm like, hey, are you going to let us get stuff out? Because I can't get to the stuff that's buried because I don't have the equipment that you do. And I've been trying and I really haven't been able to do it. They said, yeah, when you get there, we'll walk through with you and we'll do that. And they did. And they did a really good job of that. I was really happy with that. It's the best thing that's happened since this went down to some degree. I would break the whole thing down. So we roll up, we meet everyone. They're all really nice. There's like 8 to 10 people there. They got a tent in what used to be my front yard. And there's a crane sitting on top of what used to be my house. And they say, what are you looking for? And I said, I have fireboxes here and here that are under the concrete here on these walls. And then I have, my wife was looking for a needle in a haystack with her grandmother's rosary, which was literally hanging on a wooden bedpost. So there's no way they're finding that and there's no way they did, but they spent a hell of a lot of time looking for it. And then it even got so much as in the front yard of my house, and my wife is big on succulents and cactuses when they made you redo your yard so that you couldn't water. She went crazy and we had cactuses everywhere. But before the cactuses were all over the front of my yard, we buried Bobo in our front yard, his ashes. We had him cremated, then buried his little urn in the front yard and then marked it with a stake that has a heart on it. And that's it. It's not a tombstone or anything. It doesn't say Bobo on it. It's just a heart. And then cactus grew all around it. Then I didn't think about ripping it out, but then I realized they're going to dig down and take out a lot of the topsoil. I said, see that heart right there? My dead dog is under there, and this is his house, and I don't want him going to a landfill. And they said, absolutely. Said, if you dig it out, will you please take the box out of it and set it aside so I can rebury it later, or not rip it out at all? I would appreciate it. And they said, absolutely. And then they got with a team of guys, and where my wife was looking for the rosary, there was dudes back there with shovels for hours going through the ashes. Hours. And then here's the crazy part. At where my room was, where the fireboxes were, it was kind of crazy. They took that huge crane, and it's got like snapper jaws. It picked up a chunk of the wall, and all of the walls connected. It was like 50 feet long. It was because it was all of the walls were connected with the wire that ran through them connected all of them. And they just picked it up in one big piece, dropped it. And then dudes with shovels, I sat there and watched them literally 5 feet away. And my firebox is burned up, if you can believe that. And we they were like, you know, we can't find these things, and we're to the dirt in this entire room. And I'm like, I see you. I've dug myself a lot. I said, you know, just cool. I appreciate it. I don't know what I'm expecting. I honestly thought my fireboxes would survive, but they did not survive. My bedroom did not survive. The couple of the coins and a couple things I got out of there, freaky freak that I found those. The rosary that I found, that was in my kitchen, a freak, and a couple of Christmas ornaments. That's the only thing that survived that fire in my entire house. And there's a jar, a coffee jar sitting here, a Starbucks coffee jar on my counter that is completely intact, that made it through the fire, and it's sitting here. And it only because when the counters fell, it slid into a spot where the wall fell on it and kind of sheltered it from the fire. It protected it. It's weird, but where the way I found that. But everything else is gone. And they said, started talking to the guys that were doing the digging, and they said, yeah, we were at a house the other day, and they had a safe, and they told us they wanted to get into the safe. So they dug down to where the safe was, because the safe was obviously cemented into the concrete of the foundation of the house, and the safe had melted, and they couldn't open it, and they had to call a guy in with a diamond tip cutting saw to cut the front off it, because the fire got so hot, it melted the entire front of an in-floor safe. And then when they opened it, it was filled with gold and silver that was nothing. They said the entire safe was like, it was like a brick of blob in there, because everything melted. Everything valuable in that safe melted. I did find one of my fireboxes that had paperwork in it, and it was just, it acted like an oven. The fire got so hot, it vaporized everything inside of it. It was filled with ash when I opened it. That's what's happened. It's, the temperatures are insane on these house fires, especially when the fire department's not trying to fight them and just letting them burn. There was no water put on this fire. No one tried to stop this fire. My house caught on fire and burned to the ground with no one trying to stop it. No one trying to stop it. Because fire department was out of water at that point. There was no water in Palisades. Yeah. Anyway, that's a whole nother thing. So once we were confident that the stuff we wanted was gone, and like I said, they let us sit there. They even invited me to come down into the crap with them, and that was cool. And they were really cool, and it was neat to watch. They would take the crane and they make piles of metal. One pile was metal. And there's a lot of metal in these fires. And then one pile was brick, because they had knocked down both my fireplaces and stacked them up. And so, and my porch was brick, and my everything was brick. So they literally put brick in one truck, metal in one truck, and then just shit debris, ash and soot and crap in the other truck. And they were banging them out. I mean, it must have been 10, 15 trucks of crap just at my house. And I don't have a big house. I had a one-story, three-bedroom, two-bath house. So, not a lot. It was, you know, sad at the same time to watch it go. And then tonight, I didn't go back over there today. I really need to rest on the weekends. I'm burnt out. I work too much. But I I didn't go back. My wife went this morning and took pictures, and it's just a leveled dirt lot. They leveled it off after they dug everything out, and it is what it is. Here was maybe the coolest thing that happened on Friday. Oh, and they also would not pick up anything outside of what they call the footprint of the house. So the house has, you know, the foundation, and then they go 3 feet outside of that. Now, we also had an office in the back, so that's included in the footprint of the house. And but way down, I told you guys I lived on a hill, so I had two backyards, including a deck that was attached to the house that was 2 stories off the ground from the back. And when you went down to the lower yard, all the way down, there's stairs to go all the way down the property. This is where my gym was, and they would not remove the gym, which is melted and burnt to shit. All the gym equipment is done, and they wouldn't take that. So my wife wanted to go back over to ask them. They said you could fill out another ROE, some form, and she went to do that. And when we were there, all of a sudden, I see this dude. I'm like, that dude's familiar. And he goes, hey, man, I see your videos on Instagram. And it's this dude, Luke Melcher, who has Melcher Construction, who's up there doing construction. And he does some great-ass videos. And Melcher is spelled M-E-L-C-H-O-I-R, I believe. But he's a funny guy. He does some really good videos. He's a guy that's been ripping on these FEMA freaking contractors and how there's 15 of them and they don't do any work. He's got great videos and I always comment on him, but he's got really good information and I share it. And so I was like, hey man, good to see you. Nice to finally meet you. How's it going for you? And he was telling me, from what I gathered from our conversation, he had like 13 permits that they had screwed him on. And so they're still messing with regular contractors that aren't part of the club, so to speak. So if you're not part of the FEMA, Karen Bass, City, County of LA cleanup, you're going to get effed and they're going to slow you down, which is why I told you guys in the first place, seeing all those videos made me know that we had to go with the Army Corps, even though they're like, it's free, and it's not free because they charge your insurance. It's not free. All that was a lie. That was all the city lying and the state lying and Gavin Newsom lying. It's not free. They charge your insurance and they charge you whatever your insurance will pay. So it is free if you don't have insurance, but most people in Palisades had insurance outside of the people that got their policies canceled right before fire season started. But we did not. We had State Farm and they've been great. So the insanity of these guys, people hiring these contractors thinking they were going to get a leg up, which makes sense. The Army Corps has got to do, they're probably going to do 4,000 of the 5,000 houses that burned, I'll bet you. So these guys that are getting permits, at first they wouldn't let them dump it in any of the landfills, the private contractors, and then they just keep messing with these guys and messing with their permits and delaying stuff, and it's an absolute crap show. So shout out to that guy. Shout out to Luke. It was great to meet him. And he is a good dude that's out there just, you know, trying to do the right thing and trying to help people out. And the city of LA and this FEMA Army Corps people are effing with those dudes on a regular, like really effing with them. So that sucks. Like that was a bummer, but it was cool. Met him in the parking lot of what used to be Ralph's, where there's a bunch of food vendors set up and there's a couple trailers and stuff where Army Corps has got an office, and a lot of charities are up there still doing stuff, like Billy Graham's up there still doing stuff, and the Samaritan's Purse. Samaritan's Purse is a great charity, and I can't recommend them enough. And I know of them because at the Big 49, we were running public service announcements during the hurricanes. Remember when North Carolina got wasted and FEMA wasn't helping those people and the money wasn't going anywhere? And now that I'm been a part of a tragedy, I really understand. Like I've told you guys, I need money. Money is what these people need. They don't cool blankets, towels, whatever. I can run to the next town and buy that. I can, you know, like I'm here in Downey now. I bought my clothes. I can get stuff to get by. You end up need money because money, you got to buy this, you got to buy that. There's a lot of crap you got to buy, and no charity gives you that. Like, cool, they're giving me some water and a bag of chips. I'm grateful for looking out and the kindness, but you really need money. That's what you need in this situation. You need cash. So, and the fact that no FEMA was giving you $700. FEMA's given us nothing. We haven't got anything yet from FEMA. We got nothing from FEMA. Because they told us, oh, you have insurance. Go F yourselves. Like, really? So we're punished for You're supposed to, and we keep having to appeal it. It's a nightmare, a nightmare, a nightmare. But Army Corps of Engineers, can't say enough good things about them. They were incredibly nice. They were really great to work with. They explained everything they were going to do. And then they even did a little extra because there was something I was like, hey, are you taking that out right there? And the foundation, in a lot of houses, if you look at them when they're done, they don't take the foundation. And I was like, hey, man, you need to take the foundation out because if not, we're going to have to hire another contractor to do this. And this is just double dipping. It's just stupid. And they're like, it depends on depth and weight and whatever. And then today it was gone. So they got the foundation out, which I appreciate the hell out of. And they were incredibly helpful. And the greatest thing of all, when I saw the video my wife sent me today of the house being leveled, the first thing I saw was the heart. The heart is sticking up out of the ground. Oh, it chokes me up thinking about it. But that is where Bobo is. And Bobo was my first German Shepherd. And we got Bobo before Juliana, my daughter, was born. My daughter's 21 now. And Bobo was around long before her. So, and he died when she was a little kid. But he was a great dog. Just like Sarge, great dog. German Shepherds are so great. And now I have Icehole. Icehole, by the way, I did my usual thing. On Saturday, I went over and I went to Ross this time. And I bought him four new toys. I buy him three or four new toys every week. And then by the end of the week, he destroys them. He sat down and chewed every toy to death within an hour. Gave him a toy. He chewed, gone, destroyed it. In an hour, throw it in the trash. Next one, trash. And I don't give him one at a time. I open them all up and I put them in his bed so he's got toys. And he literally went, got the new toy, and destroyed it. He destroyed four toys in an hour. And I was like, dude, that was your supply for the week. Go F yourself. And then tonight, I was in the backyard with him and wasn't really paying attention. And there was a thing that I bought on Amazon. And it was imagine like a tie down, a cable tie, but it's a bungee cord on top of it. And then it's got a hook on the end that you tie dog toys to, like a rope pull toy. And so they could play tug of war with themselves. And he's really liked that toy and he's really played with it. He went over there and in about 3 minutes, he chewed through the bungee so that it broke and pulled the end off and then got the rope toys and shredded them. And he did it in 5 minutes. He's an effing giant white termite is what he is. This mofo is a piece of work. Growling at me all the time when I try to take his toys, being a jerk. Oh, man. But the cleaning out of my house, as bittersweet as it was awesome. Now, here's the next drama. We are probably in the next week and a half going to move into the apartment building. My wife still wants to ban ice. I'm most likely Ice is going to stay here, and then I'm going to get him when I can and bring him to the apartment with me and then bring him back here, and he's going to go back and forth between the apartment and here. My wife's not going to dig that, but Tough Titty said the kitty when the milk went dry. So that's what we're dealing with, but also the next drama of going through that, getting the apartment, and then we're going to move in there. That will be great, even though I don't want to live there, but it's a whole nother Oprah. We'll have the family back together. My daughter's going to graduate in May, and she's not going to have anywhere to be anymore. She's now living at college, at campus. So she'll be back with us, and we will all be, you know, back under one roof. So that's cool. But here's the next drama. We have been told, and I believe this to be true, that they will not issue construction permits unless the house on each side of you is cleaned out. Now, we're early in the game. They were doing our house and one of our neighbors across the street on Saturday. Then today, another neighbor across the street when my wife was over there. So, you know, it takes about a day to do a house. And they've got crews all over. But they won't issue the permit if the house, and now I know the old guy next to me is not rebuilding and is in no hurry and is going to sell. And then there's a Chinese dude that lived next to me who's a cool guy, but he's about the cheapest MF-er on the planet. Like the fence would fall down and he would not even help put it up. I would be out there like securing the fence and putting up extra boards, and he wouldn't do shit and he wouldn't pay for anything. He was just a pain. pain in the ass. Anything like that came up, he would never help. Whereas the old guy on the other side that's not rebuilding was a great neighbor and would come over and be like we would have someone working in our house and he'd be like, oh man, if they'll do this, I'll pay the extra part of the bill. He was just really cool. So that was my old queen neighbors. They were great. But yeah, it's crazy, man. But I hope now we're underway. I hope we don't have an empty dirt lot for 2 years or a year or whatever, that something gets going. My wife is having a conniption about putting, I want to put a fence up. I'm like, you can't put a fence up because when they start construction, they're going to drive bulldozers across the curb and the driveway and everything. And it'll just tear the fence down and you have to rebuild the fence. It's a waste of money. And there's nothing on the lot to steal now. Looter, I don't give a shit if a looter comes to my house now. They're not going to get anything. There's nothing there. Oh, another thing Army Corps does not take are the trees. And heartbreaking, we had a lot of trees in our backyard. They were privacy trees and we had a ton of them. And every single one of them is dead. None of them survived. Some of the cactus, some of the succulents that burned have already started growing back, but the trees are all dead. In fact, our biggest tree in our backyard during the storm last week snapped in half and blew over because it was just burnt out, you know, probably hollow inside. And there was a big hunkin' branch hanging down and they had to take it down with that crane before they could let the guys go into the property because they were afraid it would fall on them while they were working. But it was nuts. Oh my God. I am excited. We have allegedly some rain for SoCal on Monday today, if you're listening to this. And then after that, it's going to be sunny and cloudy and we should all be having back to, you know, warmer weather and some stuff. It was chilly for here the last couple of days. We also had, by the way, I know people listen all over the world, and I know there's people listening in the South, and my thoughts and prayers are with you. I literally sat in the house yesterday for hours with my mom and dad watching the Weather Channel because the tornadoes were just absolutely ripping up the state of Alabama, and you know that's where I am from. That is where my family lives. Most living relatives I have are in the state of Alabama. And thank God no one got hit. Our town is called Jasper. They kind of went to the east and to the west of Jasper, just a narrow miss. But some of the towns around them got devastated. There was a lot of death and destruction. And I am sending my prayers to all of those people because that is awful, awful. And I know what it's like to lose your home and it is terrible. So I don't know, you know, we're going to have to help these people out and do what we can. But the tornado victims throughout the South, and it was Missouri, Mississippi, Alabama, I believe Carolinas got hit, maybe parts of Georgia. It was insane, those tornadoes that were just ripping through on Saturday. But we got lucky with our family at least, and no one was affected. They were, you know, scared. They were home. My poor aunt, my mom's sister, was home sitting, no storm cellar. And she only has, two of her kids. My cousins live nearby. No one came to get her. They evacuated to their storm shelters and didn't come get their mom. I'm like, what the hell? What is happening there? My poor aunt was just sitting in her house, riding it out by herself. My mom was talking to her on the phone the whole time. And I was like, she was pretty scared. But man. All right. It is a Monday. We have got a good week coming. I'm happy. I told you guys, I feel happy that there's movement. I feel relief that we've cleared the house. It's gone. There's no going back. There's no looking for anything else. I watched them clear it out. There's nothing. There was nothing there. I didn't see anything. Oh, wait, that's my thing. No, everything's gone. The fire killed my house and my house was cremated and has been buried now. So rest in peace to my old house. It's weird. It's a very weird feeling. I can't describe it. It's very sad. It's very emotional, but it's, you know, now we're through the grieving process. We're trying to move on and it's gone. It's been taken away. Every bit of it. There's not a sign of anything there that is recognizable anymore. And soon those trees will be gone. And there'll really be nothing there. So you know, it's time to start over. We're going to redo the house, most likely a different way, just for affordability reasons. You know, when you go in debt, when you try to do an exact replica of the house you had, we're like, put something there the same size and we'll be happy. That's where we are. And I'm grateful to all of you who have looked out. I'm grateful to all of you for the thoughts and well wishes. It means a lot. It does when you go through something like that. I still haven't been out with my friends. Everybody calls me, hey, let's go do this, let's go do that. I don't feel like doing anything. I literally walk my dog, I hang out with my dog, and I go to church on Sunday and, you know, Walmart, Ross, whatever, I'll run to the store, but I don't do anything with anybody outside of my wife and my daughter and my son. And that's it. I'm just kind of shut down on all of this, but I read the comments. I see this stuff. Everyone that hit me on Buy Me a Coffee, which is in my link on the bio here on Instagram. I just appreciate the hell out of you guys. And once again, I love you guys. I thank you so much for looking out for us. It's a difficult time and you have made it much more bearable. And I truly mean that from the bottom of my heart. So thank you so much. And I will talk to you guys again on Friday when we do another bonus pod. So till then, have a great week and enjoy the hopefully better weather.